Yeah, they do this simulated emergency test. They you know, somebody crafts a scenario, and generally it's whoever the Oxcom coordinator is. I think, I could be a little wrong on the whole lay of the land on this, but somebody crafts a scenario, and then they try not to tell them too much, and then they pass that down, and then the morning of the test, they say, okay, this is what's happened, this happened, blah, 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 deal with it. And, so they got to figure out how to deploy, they just heard that, the tornado hit at, this location. So, and it's gone. And so they'll call somebody and say, can we have you go to this particular location and take pictures? And they got this app that'll take pictures and it'll timestamp it and all that stuff. And they send those back to net control. And then they might send somebody here or there. And, you utilize all the different kinds of communication, WinLink, and and try to test the repeater system. And so they this time around, I wasn't listening closely to it because I was tied up in the morning with stuff, but I heard a little bit of the hot wash afterwards to kind of evaluate, and that sounded like they had like the primary frequency, and then they went to this one for like operations. And Wally was kind of like deploying people in the field on this one, while the main event stayed on the 7.2. So, so they got that kind of like figured out if that would work for them, and then so just all that. And then if something ever really does happen, they've done these things, like we did, before. So that's, I think, the point. So it's pretty cool. You can check in from home and just say, what can I do? And you just let them know if you're deployable, quote-unquote.